When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome to the so-called radio time, blue from transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Dinah Shore. This, as you know, is the time of the year when nature's mighty oak trees are turning to their multicolored hues. So we bring you Philco's mighty clothes tree, who's multicolored all year round, Bing Crosby.
Oh, twit me if you will, Ken, about my apparel aberrations. But they make me very happy. I'm happy, well, I'm gay.
Nice.
Dressy.
Who does your wardrobe for you? Salvador Dali?
Oh, Art Schaffner and Chemtone.
Good boys, those boys.
They do it right.
Well, I don't really mind the color so much, Bing, but why do you always leave your shirt tails hanging out?
It's the fashion, Ken. Limoges.
Yeah?
Who's your Limoges? Mm-hmm. Everything's being worn ankle length this year.
Mm-hmm.
Even ankles. I worked all afternoon lowering the hemline on my plus four. Oh, well. But, Ken, I think we'd better leave these fashion matters to Don Loper, Ori Kelly, Kid Ori, and Manny Moe and Jack. Personally, the only item of interest to me at this particular moment is what's going on in Kokomo, Indiana, as described in one of the hit tunes from the Fox picture, My Mother Wore Tights. Kids, John Scott, let us audit the report. I wish I were back again with all the sweet and simple folks I call my kin in Kokomo, Indiana. Well, if it isn't Pop and Hi and Mom, you always had the cutest grin in Kokomo, Indiana. Just look at Rover wag his tail. Gosh, he remembers me. And get a load of Sister Grace. You can't see the freckles with the jam on her face. How would you like to go and see that old Wabashful beau you used to know? In Kokomo, Indiana, wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath the Hoosier moon? Oh, what a moon. For all of the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course, you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana.
Wish I were back again with all the sweet and simple folks I call my kin in Kokomo, Indiana. Well, if it isn't Pop
and Hi, your Mom,
you always have the cutest grin in Kokomo, Indiana. Just look at Rover wag his tail. Gosh, he remembers me. And look, get a load of Sister Grace. You can't see the freckles for the jam on her face.
How would you like to go and see that old Wabashful beau you used to know?
Kokomo,
Indiana, wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath a Hoosier moon?
My, my, what a moon.
For all of the many reasons that I've mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course, you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indubitably in Indiana.
Kokomo, 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 Kokomo.
Indiana.
Indiana.
You're really warmed up.
Never mind me, Ken. You better warm up to 1201 because Philadelphia is on the wire, and I don't think they're hustling Scrapple.
Well, Bing, how can I warm up to 1201? It's on fire already. The world's largest selling radio phonograph.
Okay, then slip Philco the hot foot. Tell him to give us something to top the 1201 before we burn up any more listeners.
That won't be necessary, Bing, because this year Philco has matched the 1201. with a sensational new kind of console radio phonograph. It's a big set in every way but the price. Big in performance, terrific in tone, and way out in front when it comes to playing records. This new Philco 1260 gives you Philco's exclusive new automatic way to play records. All play and no work. Just slide your record in, then lean back and listen. The 1260 does everything else. See this fine new console radio phonograph at your Philco dealer now. It's the latest thing in radio from Philco, the leader, famous for quality the world over.
Here's a swatch of Scotch plaid from the Broadway fantasy Brigadoon, a show which continues to bowl over the patrons of the boards back east. Big hit. This is a special John Scott Trotter arrangement for bagpipe and groaning. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. The studio audience will notice that we've garnished the microphones with magnolia blossoms, we've crushed a few mint leaves in the corners, and we've draped Spanish moss over the string section. We've done all these things to make things really homelike for Philco's honey-voiced guest of the evening, Dinah Shore.
Hi, babe.
I haven't laid eyes on you since you moved out to the valley and you settled down on your new farm.
Farm?
Yeah.
A shame thing. Out in the valley, we call them ranches. Mine's a little dude ranch.
What are you going to raise on it?
Little dudes.
I used to be in that business myself, but now I'm going in for chickens. Chickens is my...
Chickens?
That's my caper chickens. Now. Yes, sir. You know, Dinah, up in Nevada, I've got a flock of chickens, and every one of them chickens lays 4 eggs every day.
Each hen lays 4 eggs.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, being a hen's supposed to produce 1 egg a day, how do you get 4 out of them?
They've got a very weak union.
Well, I have one hen that lays only 1 egg every morning, but it's 12 inches long.
Oh, that's a passel egg, isn't it?
Takes her 3 hours to do it.
Must just... She must use a golf bag for a nest.
We hatched one of those long eggs.
And what came out?
A long, long train with a red caboose.
Say, Dinah, farm life certainly has changed since you were a girl down in Tennessee, I guess.
Sure has.
Oh,
been.
My.
Remember the little old plantation my folks had when you first met little old me?
I'll never forget it. Never, Dinah, if I live to be a Como, I'll never forget it. That was back in the days when I was a talent scout for a radio network. Howsoever, it was my happy lot to have heard of your singing prowess, so I went straight to your father's home in the heart of the land of the milk and honey child.
Oh, I remember the day well. It was on a Tuesday afternoon, and my father had just finished his 7th mint julep.
I thought there was a nip in the air. Rather early when I drove up to the front door of that impressive old colonial mansion, and I rang the doorbell. It's a hunk of doorbell, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
My name is Bing Crosby, Mr. Jolson. Mr. Carr, what can I say?
Sorry, sonny boy, but we don't want no carpetbaggers around here.
I'm no carpetbagger.
And, what's that you wearing?
That's me, and if my carpet bags, that's my business. I would like to see the lady of the house, Miss Dine.
Well, Miss Dine ain't here right now. She's busy. She's out in the cotton field.
Well, in that case, I've got to see her father.
Well, not so fast, Yankee. You can't come busting in here like this asking to see the colonel. He's a busy man. He got a lot of work to do around here. Everybody wants to see him. You got to wait for your turn. I'll tell you when.
Well, sir, so you are Mr. Crosby. Allow me to introduce myself, sir. I'm Miss Dinah's aristocratic old pappy.
Oh, we got a mess of accents around here tonight. Connor hasn't even spoke yet.
Not yet.
Oh, how do you do, sir? So you're Colonel Shaw.
Shaw enough.
Well, Colonel Nuff,
no,
I was...
No, just Shaw.
Oh,
that's enough.
Oh, I see. I see. So I'm here to see your daughter about her singing.
Oh, that can wait, son. Have you got a lemon on you? I'll make us a mint julep.
Lemon and a mint julep? I never heard of such an idea.
Well, it's one of my own, son. When you don't live on nothing but mint juleps, you got to throw in a little lemon juice now and then to keep from getting the rickets.
Okay. I appreciate the thought about the mint julep. That sounds like a jolly idea, but I'm really here on business. I've heard that you've got a very talented daughter.
Well, sir, here she comes now. You judge for yourself. Daughter, this is Mr. Crosby. Make him feel to home.
Miss Dinah, I'm in the show business, so maybe you've heard me on the radio.
Maybe. Which one are you, Red Foley or the Duke of Paducah?
Unfortunately, I'm Bing Crosby, and I sing.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm a Jack Smith fan myself. He smiles when he sings. You pout.
Well, I used to snarl. Now, ma'am, before we make a deal, could I hear you sing?
All right, but what'll I use for accompaniment? We haven't got our little old grand piano anymore.
Well, let's turn on this Philco here. There you are, Dinah. Stitch a lyric onto that. Let me hear it.
I wish I didn't love you so. My love for you should have faded long ago. I didn't need your kiss. Why must your kiss torture me as long as this? I might be smiling by now with some new tender friend. Smiling by now with my heart on the mend, but when I try, something in this heart says no. You're still there, and I wish I didn't love you so.
Very sweet, Dinah. Very good. Lovely.
You know, know, Bing, I've always regretted that we never had a show of our own.
Sure.
I mean, just the two of us singing popular songs of the day.
Oh, popular. Everybody sings popular songs.
Well, I know, but...
Gosh, that smoke has been pouring out of my Philco so often, my living room is knee-deep in ashes. Don't give the twins the habit, I think they're going to start smoking Q-bears. The knobs are all full of nicotine, everything.
Yeah, I've heard that lady from 29 Crom song. I hope a coconut drops on her head.
Yeah, you're so right. Popular songs indeed. What about the unpopular ones now?
Yeah. There must be thousands of tunes written by earnest young men and women that are never heard. How can they be popular if nobody ever sings them?
That's what I mean, Donna. Look, if you want to do a show with me, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start out right now with a broken down hit parade.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. What do we call it?
Don Scott, Fantas Affair.
Your Flop Parade. Yes, your all-time flop parade, featuring a bucket full of dilapidated ditties, which are destined to go nowhere unless you, the people, get behind them.
Don't get in front of them, they'll mow you down.
Your all-time flop parade is brought to you by the makers of food. Friends, when you go all day without eating, you feel hungry. If you do, try some food. There's nothing like food to keep you from starving. Here is one of our satisfied customers, Mr. J.S. Trotter. Mr. J.S. Trotter of Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Trotter says...
Well, sir, I've been eating food for nigh on to 40 years. Boy, am I fat!
Thank you, Mr. Trotter. Now you want to ride on back to North Carolina. Remember, housewives, when you go shopping tomorrow, buy some food. And now, on with your flop parade, featuring Bing and Dinah.
What's the first flop, Pop?
Well, it's a jumpy little gem, and here it is. Our number 10 song of the week, Yachting.
Yachting, yachting, that is the sport for me. Yachting, yachting, over the deep blue sea. There's one thing more I like, that's riding on a bike and swimming.
Thank you, Bing. That was simply super. I'm going right out and buy an outboard motor.
Steady, Donna. First, you got to introduce our number 9 song of the week. Written by a department store floor walker who fell in love with his work. Written by his army staff guy.
Would you like to take that from the top?
My front rack is just...
Who was this written by?
Okay, mine written by a department store floor walker. Who fell in love with his work and married the floor, or something like that. You ready?
Yeah, how did you go?
How'd it go?
Hammocker Slammer, I love you. Roebuck and Sears, I adore you. If you want to buy a bassinet or buy a hog, don't be in a fog. Use our catalog. Hammocker Slammer, you're sweet, dear. Hammocker Slim, I repeat, dear. Macy's and Gimbel's have plenty of thimbles, but I love you.
Really exquisite. I'm sure that's going to be number one on all the disconnected jukeboxes in town.
Thank you, Bing. And now a message from our sponsor.
Friends, your flop parade is brought to you by the makers of food. Food comes in packages, cans, jars, tubes, bottles, bags, and peanut butter sandwiches. Remember, food, and only food, contains vitamins, proteins, carbohydrates, starches, and tiny, bright red flakes of fingernail polish.
Never notice them in cranberry sauce.
And now, back to your flop parade.
And here is Bing with the number 8 flop of the week. A question that is on every lover's lips. was last night the last night with you?
Was last night the last night with you? Was the first kiss the last kiss, the last kiss the first? Tell me, has my heart been cursed? Was the first time I saw you the last time? Was the last time the first time? I'm sorry that I asked, as if the first time was the last time, and the last time was the first, and the last time was the last time, and the first time is the worst, and at last I see your colors too. And the first time will be the last time that I fall in love with you.
What kind of temple is that? Holy smoke. Anybody got the time or change of a match or a Band-Aid or something?
Oh, Bing, that was grand. That tune was written by Jack Brooks on his 12th birthday, which was, understandably, his last.
Early demise was foretold, but really, folks, Jack has written some fine tunes, but we just dug this one up out of his past to haunt him.
And now, a word from a food grower.
I've been growing food for nigh on to 47 years. I've seen crops come and go, and after tasting this year's crop, this crop has got to go.
Thank you, sir. Now Diane and I blend in the number 7 song of the week. John F. Keeley's sentimental self-admonition to a Hoosier lad who has wandered far from home.
The title, It's About Time That I Wrote for the Folks in Terre Haute.
Oh, nice. No, I'm homesick and I'm not in good condition. There's nothing wrong but what a trip won't cure.
Now I ask you, place yourself in his position. Wouldn't you go home at once? And that's for sure.
The refrain. It's about time that I wrote to the folks in Terre Haute, my hometown by the Wabash, far away.
Where he lost his heart one night while the stars were shining bright
by the Wabash now so far away.
When I said goodbye to you beneath that Hoosier moon, a nightingale sang softly, seem to say,
oh, come back soon.
So it's about time that I wrote to the folks in Terre Haute and my sweetheart by the Wabash far away. So
we have alerted the postmaster at Terre Haute, so I hope he don't get snowed under. Along a lot of extra help, the mail will be flying in there. Now for the number 2 song of the week.
Hey, wait, haven't we skipped a few numbers?
We got it. The audience is closing in on us.
The number 2 song of the week.
There's the miss I miss in Mississippi. Where the Mississippi flows, I can see you're in the morning when it's drippy, with the Mississippi squishing through her toes. When I see the first ranunculus a-bloomin', I'm a-going back and banish all my woes. Then I'll kiss the miss I miss in Mississippi, and eat her Mississippi nose.
That was Mississippi Moon, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, who were kidding. And now, our sponsor.
Keep your eye on the bloodshot bullseye.
Well, that takes care of him.
Yeah.
We forgot Van Houten.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Good boy. Thank you, tardy but good and loud. And now for the number one flop of the week. The number one flop, the number you've all been dreading.
That thrilling ballad, These Lush Moments. These lush moments, how I adore. These lush moments, thrill to the core. Our romance is quiet and solemn, but dreams keep running up and down my spine. Oh,
oh, it's lush music. Lover, let's waltz. No rush music. Plenty of smoke. Say we'll meet again in the same rendezvous.
Let's not brush the hush
of these lush moments.
Remember, your flop parade was brought to you by the maker of food. Food is the only product that builds muscles, grows hair, and sends neckties to the cleaners. And remember, food, spelled backwards, is doof.
Say we'll meet again in the same rendezvous.
Let's not brush the hush of these lush moments.
But, you know, we ought to do it again sometime.
Oh, let's do, Bing. But, you know, I think with all the clowning, we forgot to ask the folks to go along with the government's request to conserve as much as they possibly can in both buying food and eating it.
Right, Donna. The more we save in this country, the more we'll have to share with other people. And now, let's all gather around the Philco man and hear the latest from him, hmm?
Well, Bing, maybe you think you've heard everything in recorded music, but get set now for something new. Philco has brought out a new discovery that eliminates needle scratch and surface noise from any phonograph record, old or new. Just wait till you hear what it does to even the records you know best, especially the exquisite softer passages. Why, it's like listening to them for the first time. This new device from the Philco Laboratories is the electronic scratch eliminator. No hiss, no scratch, no rasp. Just a velvety background of silence to the beauty of the music. You'll find this new device at your Philco dealer on the great new Philco 1270 radio phonograph. Plus the whole works in radio and recorded music. Philco's new kind of tone arm, the patented dynamic reproducer, Philco Advanced FM, super smooth record changer, push-button tuning. It's the last word in luxurious listening from the world's largest radio manufacturer. Compare the 1270. Let your ear be your guide if you want the finest in radio phonographs. Remember, it's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
They will meet again in the same rendezvous.
Let's not brush the hush
of these lush moments with you.
Before I go, I want to thank Dinah Shore for lending a lot of charm, a lot of talent to the Philco party tonight.
Thank you, Bing, but why the rush?
Oh, it's mandatory. I got to get home and feed my moose.
Feed your moose?
Oh, I don't toss in a few rutabagas nightly. His antlers sag. He just gets to be a sight.
Sagging antlers.
Yes.
Must look like a fuzzy racing bike. Who's with you next week, Bing?
Well, a fellow who comes to us direct from the 20th Century Fox Studios, a very polished gentleman, Clifton Webb.
Gosh, Bing, if Clifton Webb's coming down, you better dress up.
Oh, I am. And just in anticipation of his visit, Dixie is sewing some satin lapels on my favorite sweatshirt. Good night, Donna. Congratulations, incidentally, on your new deal with the Philip Morris people.
Thank you, and good night,
Bing. Going to be cooing for those boys. I know you'll be a smash.
Thank you, Bing. Good night, folks.
Good night, folks.
Bill Morrow and Berto McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Clifton Webb. And remember, for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.